Well, now I have a real spring in my step with all this joyous music we've been hearing, mainly based on your requests. We're at 22 degrees, beautiful sunshine out there, and things are getting warmer and warmer as theater season enters its sparkling age here in Collingwood. I have one of the great success stories of our region and the face behind it in our studio, a surprise guest. Just walk in. Erica Angus, welcome.
Thank you so much, Daniel. I always love coming here to see you. It's such a pleasant place.
It's a calming place.
It's a calming place.
And when we have guests like you light it up with their smiles, it just gets better and warmer by the minute here. So you've been leading the organization for 14 years.
Yes.
Executive director, a familiar face to many of us here in Collingwood. Theater Collingwood is in its 42nd
season. Isn't that unbelievable? It really is. And even the 14 years, I can't believe how quickly that has gone by.
Very quick, yes. Yeah. And you're doing wonders here with all the productions you're bringing to our area. South Georgian Bay lights up, not only during the summer, but throughout the year.
Yes.
And we're grateful to you for that. But let's talk about the summer now. There's a world premiere event, very exciting, called The Beam.
We're so excited about this. Well, first of all, I love working with the Norm Foster Festival. They're just great people. And, you know, Norm, so many of your listeners will know about him. You know, he's considered Canada's most prolific playwright.
Yep.
And I think people love him because his shows, his plays are relatable. They're funny and they're about people we know. You know, oftentimes it's like, I get that. Right. I get that. And this particular one takes place in a coffee shop. Well, how more familiar could that be, right?
Oh, the coffee shop. Yeah.
And it's about two people who, you know, every day they go to the same shop and have their coffee, but they don't know each other. They just happen to have come into the same shop at the same time, but eventually realize that, you know, they see each other there every day and strike up sort of a friendship just by that morning coffee run.
Isn't that interesting? I'm thinking about the coffee shop, of course. I'm there all the time. And, you know, it's something banal, right? Ordering a coffee. And recently on Facebook, there was this wonderful meme circulating around. I saw a guy at a coffee shop and he had no laptop, no AirPods, no scrolling through his phone.
Imagine that. Yes. You know, it's so interesting that you bring that up because I have this thought percolating in my brain right now, pun definitely intended, and it's about how we need to put down our screens and jump into a scene. Come to live performance. You know, we know that all of this screen time is having an effect on us. Let's get together and see a show or a concert and be together as human beings, just as we are when we're in a coffee shop.
Well, Norm Foster has that remarkable ability to find humor and humanity in these kind of ordinary situations. He's renowned for that. Tell us a little bit more about the plot behind The Beam.
Yeah, so the two characters, you know, they're both extremely different from each other. They're very different people. But through their friendship that they develop, you know, they realize some similarities that they have and kind of brings the world into a smaller place. We're super excited, actually, about the actors that are performing in this show because one of them is Kirsten Alter. And Kirsten actually is a Collingwood person. She is a Collingwood resident, but she's a professional actor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she gets cast in many different shows throughout the country, but we happen to be having her right here, which is so much fun. I know her as a resident and being such a wonderful part of Collingwood, but I also know her as an actor, so that's fun. And Derek Rochelle is a brilliant actor, director. He is an artistic director. He's an amazing person. So it's a really great cast. Two-hander.
Wow. And it's nice to have that familiar face, right?
Yes.
That people grew up with here.
Yes, exactly. And, this is what she does in her business life, right? She's a professional actor. And couple fun things. Well, first of all, we'll be at the Marsh Street Center. So we're going to try to create an atmosphere like you're walking into a coffee shop when you go into the theater, which will be kind of fun.
Yep.
On the Friday performances, we have a matinee and an evening performance. And we're going to do something called Friday Fun Day. The Marsh Street Center has a beautiful patio out in the backyard.
Ah, yeah.
And they have a barbecue. So we're going to have a barbecue out
Perfect.
There and just extend that experience for people. They'll be able to come in. Wally Parr is sponsoring it. So we're going to have gourmet sausages and on a bun. And, you know, they get their chips and their salad and their dessert and their drink and just kind of have some more sense of community. Very much like what you feel like when you're in a coffee shop. You kind
Terrific.
Of feel like you're coming together with your community.
Terrific. A perfect venue for this event. And,
yeah.
And let's just touch a little bit about this aspect of live theater.
Yeah.
Why can't that be replicated on a screen?
I know.
At least not just yet.
You know, I'll tell you my philosophy on it. It's not just my philosophy, but I believe that what happens in live theater is all about energy. And I can tell you that I have worked for companies where I've done very long runs and I've seen a play many, many, many times. And every time I see it, it's different. And the reason why is that energy that the audience gives the performers and then the performers rise to that occasion
right.
and they give it back, right?
Right?
And the audience, I think, sometimes doesn't realize what an effect
yeah.
they have on the performance. It would be the same with music.
Exactly the same.
You know,
nailed it.
That
yes.
energy that comes in. And you know, I also think, in addition to that, so you can't replicate that on a screen, but in addition to that, it's a sense of community. You're going to come in and experience something. And, you know, you may love it or you may not love it, but you're going to have something to talk about afterwards that, you know, how that affected you. How did that play affect you? How did that
right,
music affect
right.
you?
And similar to the strangers in the plot themselves, they
exactly.
start to find parallels between each other. They now have a communal experience, something that can bond them,
exactly.
even though they may have different beliefs, thoughts.
And
they come out with a shared experience.
It allows us to explore empathy more, too.
Mm.
You know, like we are now maybe understanding someone a little bit better than we
Terrific.
Did before
Terrific.
We came in.
I'm speaking with Erica Angus, and she is presenting along with her theme, the Theatre Collingwood theme. Team, The Bean, that is by Norm Foster, June 23rd, runs until June 26th at the Marsh Street Center, right here in beautiful Southern Georgian Bay. For tickets, call the box office, 705-445-2200. That's 705-445-2200. Or get all the details online, theatrecollingwood.ca, theatrecollingwood.ca. Any closing thoughts? Why should we go?
Oh, because we are so much fun, Daniel. You
oh,
just want to come
part.
Out to Theatre Collingwood. We're going to embrace you, welcome you as our family. And hey, we might give you a coffee.
And a barbecue on top of it. Wow. I say that's a killer deal. Fantastic. Thank you, Erica. Thank you for joining us. And good luck to you and your wonderful crew.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Here's the love theme from El Cid, Miklos Roja, Daniel Hope on the violin.